A little bit of background to this is based around the Jiratna system of practice, which has five aspects. The way in which Sangharakshita introduced them in a talk in 1978, he talked about integration, positive emotion, spiritual death, spiritual rebirth, and just sitting. Later, another way of talking about just sitting was introduced in one of the papers that Subhuti and Sangharakshita co-wrote. And that is receptivity or spiritual receptivity. I generally just refer to it as receptivity. And I'm not quite sure which paper it was, but in one of those papers, Subhuti arranged these in a mandala pattern. But it had occurred to me way before that that you could see them as a mandala. Now, a mandala basically is a circular pattern with something at the center. In the case of Buddhist mandalas, what's at the center is awakening, enlightenment, if you like, the goal, the ultimate, however you want to express that. And around it are aspects of the way in which it manifests. So there's a mandala which is quite familiar, a traditional mandala which is quite familiar in Jiratna because Sangharakshita talked about it quite often. And that is the mandala of the five Buddhas, which actually I've found relates to the qualities of our system of practice. Now, I'm not going to go into that on this retreat. I do a retreat called Simply Being, which goes into specifically the relationship between the Buddhas, the wisdoms of the Buddhas, and the qualities that we're cultivating in our system of practice. What I've done is I've extracted from that the aspect which is just to do with the five aspects of our system of practice. And I'm primarily dealing with those from the point of view of meditation. They can be extended in many ways into other aspects of our lives, but being more concerned with meditation, that's what I'm going into. Now, a couple of things. We don't often talk about the system of practice when we're first introducing people to how to meditate. In fact, I quite regularly have people turning up here who don't really know much about it. So I won't explain all this now, but I will as we go through the individual introductions to each aspect, just explaining how I'm going to treat it. What's the dynamic mandala? I actually have another way of talking about it, which is the integrated mandala, because this approach is an integration of all five aspects of this system of practice or this system of meditation. We start with integration, but integration continues throughout. We go from integration, then we integrate positive emotion into that, then we integrate spiritual death and spiritual rebirth, and finally we stop integrating and we just, well, you could say we just be, we simply be, and that's just sitting, which is the center of the mandala. That's the basic structure. It's dynamic insofar as we are doing that process of integration. We're moving through them rather than just say, for integration, doing the mindfulness of breathing. In fact, I'm not really going to be talking much about the mindfulness of breathing at all, because there's another aspect of this which is dynamic, which is that it's based on the living energy of the body. Now, the living energy of the body is sometimes referred to as the soma. The soma is a way of talking about that. Somatic meditation is a thing, you could say, and it's certainly a thing which I've become very, very keen on in the last 10 years or so. So we're going to approach these five aspects and integrating them dynamically through the body primarily. This is mainly a practice of the body, not separate from the mind, but if you like, the mind is part of the body. And primarily, this is about getting into our immediate experience of the body and then seeing how it relates to those five principles, which I will draw out as we go through it.